Do you like the smell of gasoline?
Love it.
Oh my God.
I like cigarettes in cars.
Ooh, the best. Yeah. Or the smell of a casino, like indoor smoking in places.
Yeah.
That hint of ash. I like
grandma's house. Just
yes.
I used to go to my grandparents' house like all the time. And we would go with our suitcases. And sometimes I wouldn't even get into my suitcase. Like I would just leave my clothes in there. Like I would never wear it. I'd never take it out. They'd still be folded. I'd get back to my parents' house and take it out. And the shirts would just reek of cigarettes without even being out of the bag. And I remember being like, this is bad.
That's crazy. It's wild when you watch videos of people like just cleaning the walls of a house where smokers lived in.
The buildup. Yeah. It's like black. And you don't realize it until you wipe it.
I don't even get how they rent out places to people. Like, I don't know. People smoke in places. That's just wild to me why you would do it consistently.
And it was just so popular back then. Everybody did it. Everybody had to deal with everything smelling like smoke.
It seems like something that is illegal. And when I see people smoke indoors, I feel like they're like committing a crime. Yeah. Like, doesn't it seem wrong? Like, sometimes people will smoke inside David's house, and I'm like,
I know.
This looks wrong.
Do some hotels still have smoking rooms?
Yes.
In Vegas. Especially in Vegas,
When I used to smoke, I rented out a smoking room in Vegas one time. I don't know, the Pink Flamingo.
Most hotels don't do it anymore, though.
Okay, but Vegas makes sense.
Yeah, they're not going to take that away from people. Like, they know that everybody else is no smoking anymore, but they're like, we got to keep it.
I'm curious if, when we go to Japan, what the smoking situation is there. Because I've heard China, people are smoking everywhere in China, but Japan is really clean.
If it's clean, I heard there's no like dirt, there's no garbage anywhere. There's no. Maybe if that's the case, then I feel like they wouldn't want smoking indoors.
Yeah.
Anywhere.
I told my nail tech. I said, "Have you ever been to Japan?" And she was like, "No, never. Oh, never." And I was like, "Oh, I'm going in a month. Like, I was just seeing if you recommend any spots." And she goes, "You're going to Japan?" And I was like, "Yeah." She goes, "Oh, they have." I was like, do you want me to bring you back something from Japan? Dude,
my dad's the same way. When he finds out someone's going to Lebanon, he'll tell them, hey, can you like pick me up this? It's like, Bubba, just order it. What do you mean? Like, why do you have to have someone?
That's like me with drugs in Mexico. Like you're going? Hey, is there any way where you stay?
Everything is accessible. Nuts.
I also learned about Japan that it's so clean. But there's also no trash cans anywhere either. Yeah. So it's like you got to like walk around with your trash find a place to dispose it.
I think big thing there is it's disrespectful. Like you're not supposed to like eat or drink while you're walking around. Like if you have a meal, like you eat your meal where you're sitting, you finish your meal and then you leave.
I think we're going to get a reality check and realize what pigs. We are pigs.
We think everything's just like Bourbon Street.
Yeah, right. You can't talk on the phone on subways, on the trains.
Oh yeah.
No taking calls. It has to be silent.
But some places you can't take pictures, right?
Well, what I also learned is that every phone in Japan has the shutter sound. The shutter sound.
You can't shut it off.
Which I think
I kind of like that, but it's annoying, but I
get what they're doing. But like they said, if you're in a museum, that's all you hear.
Because everybody has the right to know when somebody's taking a picture. That makes sense to me. I feel like that.
Right.
Like they should definitely do that here. Perfect. Yeah. But that would drive me up the wall. Imagine here, especially like when we go to events, the amount of people are just taking pictures. It would just be the main sound that you hear.
Especially because we're doing it on iPhones and it's not like an old school, like, okay, look here.
Yeah.
Boom, got it. One. It's this. It's look. Look here. Look. 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 And it's just
you can make it
rapid fire.
Yeah. No, it's gonna be really interesting. I mean, I think the place. I would say Lebanon's like the furthest away of from America, like surrounding wise. Like I felt like wow, I am in a complete culture shock. Yeah. But that was a long time ago. So like that was the last time I felt like I went somewhere where it was a complete culture shock. This will be the next one.
For me, it was Egypt. Like walking around there, I was like,
oh yeah.
Like in awe. Like I could not believe.
Was Egypt, like, is everything like written in Arabic there?
Yeah.
Okay.
And you realize how much shit doesn't matter in other countries.
Yeah.
The amount of people like make it such a big deal over here. You go to any other country but the US and they're just like, who gives a fuck? We're just, we're just living.
Yeah.
It's like, wow, I thought everybody felt like this. Like, no, just you Americans.
Dude, you know how many people are in Tokyo, like compared to LA?
No.
Dude,
he told me, I couldn't believe it.
I want to get the number right. I think
Like LA, how many people live in Tokyo?
Tokyo, yeah.
Compared to LA.
What's the size comparison? Tokyo's bigger, right?
The thing is, yeah, I mean, but Tokyo, the cityscape is up and it goes on forever. Like they say you can go to the highest point in Tokyo and the city never stops. Like oh, LA, wow. You get to a high spot, you can
and,
see where it
And kinda, there's like mountains to kind of like yeah. divide the...
How like the most popular... just like population ranked in all the cities. Can you look up like the top most populated cities? Okay.
Oh, there
Tokyo's
it is.
Number
okay.
one?
Tokyo.
Wow, okay, so New York is like a pretty good one to compare it to.
Like LA's nice. LA, 3.9 million in LA. Tokyo, 14 million. That's wow. not even doubled. That That's is...
Not even triple.
Well, you know it, the Shibuya Crossing?
Yes.
Shibuya. Shibuya.
It's like a... roll call. It's like, I think it's like a six-way crossing intersection.
Mm-hmm.
And it's like the most congested intersection and everybody's just walking through it. 3,000 people crossing at one time.
What?
3,000.
At once?
At one time.
My goodness.
I mean, I've seen some, was that video in Japan, that video where everybody like was getting stampeded?
Every single direct, like every different way.
Matt, do you remember the TikTok video that I sent you? It was like, everybody was trapped in this like, section. It was either China or Japan.
Yes.
But it came out like maybe like 3 weeks ago. And I remember like sending it to you. You sent it to me and it was like wild. Like once you're in it, like once you're in a packed like little right, area right. and you can't get out, it's like scary.
Oh yeah.
I'm no, super I'm, claustrophobic yeah, too. So.
Well, I think they have like pretty good flow of like things. I mean, don't be traveling like on rush hour trying to get on a subway.
Well, you know us.
Somewhere in Asia, they think that they're hiring fake influencers to post around and act like their lives are normal, but it's not.
Oh, North Korea.
Oh, is it North Korea?
Yeah, North Korea has been like putting out these like fake influencers.
Yeah, I think what? I don't know if we watched a video in here or if somebody sent me a video, but that video resurfaced. It was just like the streets were so empty and clean and then one car passes by. But apparently they like put emphasis on that one car. Like, see, we have cars. We drive around like normal. Yeah. And there's influencers going to like huge museums and stuff. But there's nobody in the background of these giant, like outside yeah. giant popular museums. And they have their selfie sticks and they're vlogging. But there's nobody around
That's
them.
That's what a lot of people, when they go to North Korea, they're like, where is everybody?
Yeah.
And if you do see people, it seems like it's performative.
Well, what's the amount of people, like what's the population?
Of North Korea?
Yeah.
I don't even know if we know the population. 11. Do we? How many people live in North Korea?
I mean, North Korea is a whole country. I would say maybe
25 million.
But where is everybody? That's what they're saying though. Like they don't live normal lives. They probably just work all the time.
We also did that. We also did the whole country. We probably should have done like
that. Do you know about that kid who went over to North Korea like for college on like a little trip? Like 1,000 people like a year, like college students.
I think I heard about that, yeah.
The kid named Otto. Like 1,000 students can go and travel in North Korea and they have like a set like thing. They take them around for a week.
You have to like be approved.
He was like there for like some big parade and then he went back to like his hotel and he took a poster off a wall.
Uh-huh.
And then he had to spend like 2 years in prison there. And then by the time North Korea finally gave him back to his family, he was like, mentally so often physically had been like tortured and stuff, he died and like went into a coma in like a couple months by the time he got back.
No way.
Wait, and like
all because he took it? All because he took like a poster. Propaganda poster, and he also then had to go and like testify or like apologize and beg for forgiveness in front of like the North Korean government. But his confession was almost like skewed. Like he was told to say that the reason why he stole the paper was to embarrass the country and was to make fun of it, because he thought by saying that would let them get released. And he's crying. It's the saddest thing, but it's like, don't ever fucking steal anything in North Korea.
Let's just let's not go.
I mean, we're hopefully, I don't know, just I don't even want to mess around with it.
Dude, I feel like that's such a fear now of like being held against your will in another country. Yes. Like, that's it. Like that. Because there's really nothing America can do from that point. Like, you are not on their grounds.
We also do things that are probably, you know, like, inconsiderate or wrong to other countries. Mm-hmm. Like, I'm sure we would, if we went to North Korea, we would do something stupid. Like, I'd just be like...
yeah. Oh,
and
right.
And spit on the ground. Like, just, like, being stupid and not thinking and end up getting in trouble for something that you don't even, like, realize.
Yeah. Scary.
We should run the intro.
Yeah, let's do it. 3, 2, 1.
It's Coffee Talk, baby! Woo!
Ow! Did you guys just get stumped?
We couldn't think of anything.
I thought you were going to do...
Like, y'all do...
Do some like propaganda.
I gotta go pee.
But go pee. Yeah.
You can introduce and welcome.
No, I like the shock that you did.
Do your thing, baby.
I can't believe you didn't think of anything.
Welcome back to Zane and Heath Unfiltered.
I'm Zane.
I'm Heath.
I'm Mariah.
Matt's, and welcome back to Unfiltered.
Matt's pee-pee cocking right now. Good job, Matt. Very good.
I don't know. I'm scared. I think I have like a UTI.
No.
I have the feeling of like an unfilled bladder all the time. It's not painful.
That's a UTI.
Is it?
Ugh. Is this something that you felt like you always had?
No, I don't know. I always feel like I have this feeling like,
the urge, like
once
the
or twice
urge
a year.
Pee.
Yes. It's just a sensation of an unfilled bladder where I'm like, I have to go again.
Ever since your appendicitis, I feel like you're probably right.
My body's just been breaking down.
Yeah.
Who knows? But I'll be fine. It's just
the true
annoying.
Test of listen to your body, listen to yourself, and now.
How's your body going, huh?
My body.
Do we think we got cancer again or anything
my
like
body,
that?
My body is great, fantastic. I don't take like vitamins anymore. I don't take like vitamins, supplements, and I haven't been for months. And my body actually does not feel like it's like fully right.
So
you think you should be taking vitamins or no? I don't know. I couldn't.
I stopped kidding and then I was being serious.
Oh.
I feel like my body's like the most run down it's ever been. Ever.
I feel like I have an iron deficiency.
Just talked about this. We've been feeling very fatigued and low energy lately.
Mm-hmm.
But all of our friends that come around have been saying the same thing. It's just something in the air.
Or it's the weather. It was the most insane weather that we have had.
It was snowing in Los Angeles.
Yeah, that was a wild.
Hollywood sign.
My mom, like right when she landed, she's like, it's hailing. And I'm like, yeah, right. Sure enough, it was.
Yeah.
I saw Pasadena, Colorado Street, all snow.
Really?
Yeah, I just saw a video.
People on their way to Vegas. It was like completely.
Oh my God.
Oh my God. And that's the desert. Sense.
Yeah.
The desert. When I drive to Vegas, I see tumbleweeds.
Yeah, it didn't make sense.
But you know what? I wouldn't mind if it like snowed in LA like often.
No, I wouldn't mind.
Live a little.
It's just weird we're not used to it, but like I wish it rained more often than it does.
I don't. I can't stand it right now.
I love it. I get like anxiety when it rains because I know it's so temporary and then it will like never rain for
months.
I like
when it rains at night. Like if I'm going to bed, I want a thunderstorm. I want it to rain. But during the day.
Yeah, give me a nighttime
shower.
As
soon as it's raining, I'm like, I guess I'm sitting on the couch all day.
Yeah. Right. It just gives you a reason to kind of like just take a me day. You know what I mean? And I like that.
But it's been raining for a week and a half. A week and a half of me days.
No, I know. But it does feel nice. It feels nice and you don't feel guilty when you like.
Yeah, it was pretty crazy. I woke up. It was probably like just about a week ago and I heard like really heavy rain. I'm like, wow, that's really hard. So I looked outside and there was hail all over the ground.
Oh, there were big
like,
too. Big.
Full on BBs.
Oh my.
All over the ground. And I picked up like a handful of them. I was like, this is insane.
Dude, hail's insane. That's another one. Can you imagine being caught in a hailstorm with like
and yet no protection?
Like softballs.
You've seen videos of it like hitting someone's pool, like boom, 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 boom. You could die. Imagine just being like somewhere and you have nowhere to hide and hail comes down.
I wish I can go back in time and see what the first people thought.
Yeah.
For a lot of situations. Lightning.
A
volcano.
A rainbow. I was thinking about that one the other day.
Imagine.
That's pretty magical.
People probably thought it was like fake. Like it was like a man-made.
Rainbows hail are miracles.
But you don't see like that whole spectrum of color.
Yeah, right. No.
Like you never get.
It really doesn't make sense.
And in that one spot, it truly is
I
wild.
I want to know what
and
they
the
thought.
And the shape. The shape that it makes every time.
It doesn't, I don't get it.
Yeah.
That was definitely the first, like the first time where people were like, the government. Like, oh, the government's doing something. There's no way.
This is before the government. The government.
Cavemen were talking about the government.
The taxes, man.
It must have been so frustrating because they would, you know, cavemen led to like draw drawings, but they didn't have enough colors to explain what the fucking
like
rainbow was.
Blood.
Like, oh, colors. So
blood
many.
And berries.
Yeah.
And
then
imagine like you had like your chief that's like basically has all these like theories of like to prevent like a storm coming. And they're like, you gotta go.
You're not saying a full sentence.
I'm trying to explain it. Me and Jordan were talking about it the other day. Like, a girl has to go in and like have sex with the chief, or else like a big storm's gonna come.
Oh,
you know what I mean?
Right.
There's a storm coming. I gotta go. Do what I gotta do to prevent this. And then like you do it, and then there's still a storm, and then you're like, I wasn't good enough.
Yeah, like rain dances and stuff. They'd be like.
Yeah.
Yo, we did that rain dance for 12 hours yesterday, and I don't see a damn drop.
You're offbeat. You need to.
Can you imagine, though, like if, you know, like they say, oh, there's a pot of gold at the end of a rainbow. What if that was fucking real?
Yeah, good,
right? There would be gangs around, like waiting around. Like, not when a storm is rolling in, it's like, yo, get off the streets, because it's about to be the purge out there.
We thought Pokemon Go was manic.
Yeah.
Imagine if there was gold.
Oh, man. That'd be crazy.
What a wild time, huh? The fact that we'd go all the way to Santa Monica Pier just to catch a fucking Pokemon.
I could still see it.
And we, like, no, it was real, too. It was like we drove out.
And you were actually catching them.
And only some people got it. So it, like, created, like, this
scarcity.
Yeah, and people are just jealous of each other, too. You find out somebody just caught it, and they're, like, they're holding their, arm out over the fucking pier.
But unfair. Was the first Pokemon Go that came out, was it just the first like 150 Pokemon? They didn't have like the Neo Pokemon, right? Okay, good. Okay, good. I've been debating getting back into it. Do you think though, like if you found it, do you think you get to keep it for yourself? You got to pay taxes on the pot of gold?
Well, that's what pisses me off about.
It's like hitting the lottery.
Sunken ships, like people finding treasure.
Right.
There's a guy still in jail right now. He found like some sunken treasure.
Uh-huh.
And they arrested him, and he won't tell them where the location is. And they're like, just tell us where it is, and we'll let you out. And he's like, no. So he's trying to ride out his sentence.
What do we know what kind of treasure it is? Is it like old treasure?
Yeah, like some like insanely old, like I think it was like a Spanish ship that went down.
How long is his sentence?
I don't remember, but I think it's like gold from like the 1700s.
Oh, and wow. It's like, my gosh. It's
an absurd amount of millions of dollars of gold.
I always thought like I would, that's another
crazy
thing
to me, how that shit is still like worth, or just worth more.
Break dancing, dance battles, and also treasure hunting.
Pirates. I gotta deal with pirates if I go to the beach.
Yes. I thought I was gonna be finding some treasure by now. Like, shit. In Outer Banks though, do they find treasure, or is it just money underwater?
No, they find treasure.
Oh shit. I've been trying to watch Outer Banks, but that shit, sometimes I'm like.
I tried to do season 3, and I got the first 10 minutes down, and I was like, I think this
like is you're either a pogue or a kook, and Mike Kissler too at the end of the day.
To me, treasure, it's so weird that it's still worth so much. I could see people finding treasure, and then you taking it somewhere, and they're going, no, it's from the 1700s. This is not worth anything. You know what I mean? Like, it's crazy how, like.
Well, gold is gold.
I know, but like.
My fear would
be. But why is that gold worth so much more than gold now?
Because it's been missing, and there's not that much of it left.
And it's to be able to be like, this is from that time period.
Yes, it's more of an artifact than I think it is holds like monetary value of like the gold. So I mean, like a gold bar is like worth a lot, but I don't think like an old Spaniard gold coin is worth a lot because it's from like
because nobody has.
But aren't they going to just melt it down anyways?
No, they would go in a museum. Yeah. You know how many like, big billionaires collect all that shit? Have you not seen Uncharted with Tom Holland?
I have not seen Uncharted.
Actually, with Tom Holland. It sucks. You're not missing anything.
It looked pretty good. The trailer looked pretty good. That was a good trailer.
I liked it, and then the end just got like crazy. I was like.
Yeah, it was
here
a bit
comes
much.
Part two.
I like that movie with Paul Walker. Was it called Blue Streak?
No, Blue.
Blue Streak.
Sorry.
Martin Lawrence, Blue Streak. No.
I got it. Blue Flash, Blue Furious.
No. With Jessica Alba.
I'm trying to say
Blue
that.
Crush.
Blue Crush.
No, Blue Crush is with Kate Bosworth, and they're surfing girls.
Zane, say that.
What?
Blue Fast, Blue Furious.
Blue Fast, Blue Furious.
Very good. Go ahead, Matt. No thinking.
It's not Gold Rush. It's not Fool's Gold. Those are with
figured out.
Gold. Oh, fuck.
Blue Fast, Blue Furious.
It's with who?
With Paul Walker and Jessica Alba, and they go Paul Walker treasure movie. Ah, damn it! Into the Blue.
Oh,
I thought you were gonna say Green something. I was gonna be really disappointed. Green. You remember when the Somalian pirates came out?
Captain Phillips. Somalian pirates. Captain Phillips with Tom Hanks and
the
Somalian
pirates.
I'm talking about like the real. pirates that came.
The thing is, I don't get how you steal that big of a boat and like get away with it. You know, it's not like a car where you can zip away, get confused in traffic, hide under
it's
a
like,
bridge,
here we
and
go.
Pull it into a warehouse.
They're it's adjusting like, the sails to catch the wind.
Yes.
Like it's a full, it's so a huge slow. Tanker boat.
I think
right?
that's why they kill everybody. And then you just get
where away. Did where did that happen? Like in what body of water did that happen?
Well, probably I think the Atlantic or the Indian Ocean.
I would say Indian, right?
Like, dude, imagine Somalian pirates taking over a cruise ship, like a whole fucking cruise ship.
That's impossible. I don't think
it's a good movie, actually.
Impossible.
Yeah, why don't they go for cruise ships?
Yeah.
That shit's worth billions.
The amount you get on that, all those stores, you got Gucci stores,
the buffets.
Yeah.
If I was a Somalian pirate and I got on a cruise ship, I'd be like, can I ride the water slide just one time before we take this over?
I've never seen a water slide.
Yeah, just like, I got to ride that water slide. If you guys mind if I go and do that?
You know, I was thinking the other day, Heath and I went to, do you know like a strip mall? Is it called a strip mall? Where it's just a big parking lot and the stores are next to each other?
Yeah, or an outlet mall, yeah.
Yeah, so Heath went into Best Buy. I went into Nordstrom. And I felt so uncomfortable. I finished and I went to meet him in Best Buy, but I had my bag, my shopping bag, and I felt uncomfortable walking into Best Buy with it. And then I was thinking, like, why am I comfortable in a mall walking from store to store, even an outlet mall that's outdoors? Uh-huh. Same concept. It's fine going in and out, but for some reason, like, think about there is a grocery store and then there is a clothing store, right? That you like, say it's like Tilly's. You grab your stuff from Tilly's. Oh, I need some garlic. So I go into, like, imagine going into the grocery store with your shopping bags. I just thought that was really like.
A little, like you were sleeping really with another store, you know?
It just felt so wrong to walk in there.
Yeah.
I don't know why. I just thought that was funny.
I feel bad sometimes. Go walking into stores and just not buying anything.
Oh my gosh. I make up every excuse. I'm gonna do a lap and I'll come back out the door.
Yes. I know. I was shopping with Patricia and her mom and we went into like the Ralph Lauren store, but it was like the nice Ralph Lauren store.
Oh,
not
yeah.
Polo, but it was like, and I was trying on this.
Is it the same company or is it just
they
like
have like a luxury like designer one? That is like the stuff you see on runways, not the stuff that's like in that booth at like JCPenney. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm. That's
Polo Ralph Lauren. And then there's Ralph Lauren. Like
Rachel Green worked at Ralph Lauren.
Yeah. And I walked in and like there was a blazer and I was like, ooh, I love that. It was like the last one was on the mannequin. He puts it on me and he's like, get me situated and everything. I'm about to buy it. He's like, hold on. I'm actually going to go in the back. I'm going to get you pants and everything.
You took it off and dipped?
No. Well, then we were like left there and I'm like, I don't even know how much this jacket is. This could be like, if it's 800, I'm like, still, that is way too much. I look, it's like $3,500. And I'm with Patricia and her mom and we're like, God, this guy really thinks I'm about to buy the jacket. Cause the way I walked in, I was so confident about it. I was like, this is it. Perfect. And he comes out with like different pants and we're just like trying them on. And I'm like,
he went in the back and got the most expensive pants too. He's like, oh, I'm gonna get this sucker.
Yes. He thought I was about to just sign everything. Cause I was so certain of it. I'm like, this is perfect.
Yeah.
And then I was like, you know what? I'm just not sure about this. We have somewhere else where we're going to look, but we're going to come right back. Trust me. It's awesome.
Or sometimes I take a picture of it. And I'm like, it's going on my birthday list. Like something.
That's a good one.
That is a good way to get out of there without feeling too guilty.
I sometimes just don't like the shopping experience when people are like, can I help you with anything? Like, is it a green where I'm just like, no, when I want you, you walk in department stores. There's like eight people standing around. It's like an Apple store in a shoe section. What are all y'all? I'm like, I'm always so curious. I'm like, what are you guys up to?
And I'm rarely walking into a mall for something specific in a clothing store. I go to the mall to kill time.
Yeah.
So every store that I walk into, I'm like, I'm just killing time. Like, I'm just going to do
just a browsing.
Yeah, just browse. That's what you say. That's your line.
Department stores, they heavily rely on commission. Because especially those like Bloomingdale's or Dillard's, I think those different sections, I think that commission comes with.
But I feel so sorry for all those like old ladies working in the makeup section. Like, are they are they making a sale by the end of the day?
That's why they're yelling at you when you walk by.
Yeah, they're like,
I don't feel bad saying no to like clothing, but trying a sample at a grocery store or like a Costco in front of somebody that gives you it and then you you eat it in front of them. But then you don't grab the box.
The food would have gone bad at a farmer's market. If there's sliced oranges for free, I'm taking them because that's going to go bad. You know what I mean? Like,
no, but like to try a bite and be like, thank you. Goodbye.
But
you clearly didn't like it enough to grab the box in front of them.
Oh, I used to go to Sam's Club all the time just to eat the free food that they would hand out because they were everywhere.
But it's not their business. It's not like they made it. Yeah. They're not like a representative from the company.
Like the owner of it is sitting there fucking.
I guess it just feels like trying a meal in front of somebody.
Mm-hmm.
Just like, yeah, we're turning it down.
Mall kiosks, though, you walk by and it's like they sell just like the most random shit. And I'm like,
it's always
that person, but is that person making that much money? I feel bad for them all the time.
So my cousin used to actually work in those kiosks. They would hop around city to city. And I think she was trying to sell like, it was either pans or hair dryers or something, but it was like something like that where they would sell in those kiosks and it was just like that. It was they worked their asses off, but nobody was buying it. So I think that's why they like would verbally just harass every single person walking by.
I mean, if they're not doing well, I don't think they would still be there.
I think it's just the person just owns it, all that junk, and it either makes them money or it doesn't. And they've already broken even, so they're just like, if we just, I don't know.
Yeah.
It's probably just enough, or it's money laundering. Some of that stuff, I'm like, who is buying that weird Dragon Ball t-shirt with like name? Like, I'm like,
for the shirts with the fingers, I'm with this guy.
It's like an iron-on like t-shirt that you know is gonna fall apart in like 2 days.
And when it comes to money laundering, I'm always thinking about those mattress stores that are all around the
city.
You
know what thing? You ever go like dry clean, go to the dry cleaners and you see all that stuff that they're doing back there? Like, what is going on at dry cleaners?
I'm on dry cleaner TikTok.
I can't. Sometimes when I go to a dry cleaners, I have to just stay focused on buying it because I'll just be so distracted. They'll be like, sir. And I'm like, I'm sorry. Because I'm just like,
where is it going?
Yes. It's like Monsters Incorporated, you know, like the doors. And it just goes into this abyss of a universe. I'm just like,
Zip lines like going around.
And there's zip ties. You got to make sure you have everyone's shit together. You don't want to fuck up someone's jacket.
Oh, yeah.
Like you always see people who are pissed. Dry cleaning review places. No one ever has like 5-star reviews at a dry cleaner. Because everyone who reviews it has had some bad experience there.
You ever seen that new closet that they have? It's like a standing thing. And you could put it in your closet. And it basically steams your clothes when you hang it up. You like shut the door and you turn it on.
What?
I think it's made by LG. I really want one. It looks sick.
But you probably got to keep that like kind of clean. You don't want like mold because it's like there's just moisture in your closet.
I know, but is it like a box you put in the closet?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. That makes sense. So it's not like the closet is made.
Right. I always think I'm going to get like a steamer and I'm going to steam shit. Hell no. I'm like... And also dryers where it's like, I just want to de-wrinkle a fucking shirt. Dryers these days, there's never like a de-wrinkle option. It goes steam, you have to fully refresh, dry it. Wrinkle prevent. What does that mean?
What is wrinkle prevent? Like, or the, there is a D, it's called de-wrinkle, but that actually doesn't. What is it doing?
It says wrinkle prevent.
Okay, so what is it actually doing? Because
is it preventing just wrinkles in general? But I'm like, I just want you to get rid of the wrinkles.
Let's ask the one person in here that does laundry.
When I want to get something out of, like get wrinkles out of your shirt, I set it because it doesn't have the perfect setting. I just go in manually and I choose the heat setting and I choose the timing. Like you could choose how long you want it in there.
Yeah.
So I'll do like a 10-minute really hot, because it's already washed, so it's not going to shrink.
I just want to get the heat on it so it doesn't.
Yeah, it's heat that takes the wrinkles out.
Ain't there nothing worse than a fucking stain? I've been trying to get to a place of zen in my life where I'm like, if it's stained, it's stained. It's not the end of the fucking world, but it's my end of my relationship with this shirt. Because there's times where like, I'll get a stain on something and I'll get like depressed. I'll fixate on it. And I'm just like, this is just the worst thing.
And it's never fully out. It leaves this like burn, like this scar on there. And you forget about it. The color is out, but there's this color.
And
this,
you know, it happened on a rough day. Like, you had the pizza and you're like, damn it. But you know what?
And it does, and you what? And it leaves that scar on your nicest clothes. Mm-hmm. Not the cheap Target shit. The cheap Target shit,
it's always
right
nice
out.
Stuff.
It comes out immediately. It doesn't matter. Wine. The whole thing, dunk it in wine. You put it in the wash, no soap, it will fucking come out.
But I mean, I love a challenge. I love getting stains out. But you're right. It's the most. Heath will buy. He'll be like, I'm going to spend on clothes, like staple pieces that I, white t-shirts always. That I can wear. And it's not even like, grease is the worst. If you got grease on your clothes, done, that's it. You're it. Done. Ugh. But
oh, wait, like simple as bacon. You're eating bacon. Yes. And yes. That drop.
Grease. Is the worst.
Any wow. Oh, fuck. I didn't
every
know that.
Every time I'm cooking,
grease, and blood.
And you get that bubble on the pan. It fuck you.
Yeah, it's hard to. It's really hard to get out. Damn. But what is that shit? The blue shit on clothes.
Oh, it has to be the detergent that you're using because it's the color of
no,
detergent.
No, because everybody, I tried looking it up and it's not like
toothpaste.
No.
It's not because I started using
fucking toothpaste. That's a whole motherfucker.
A lot of detergent is blue.
Yeah,
I started using clear because I'm like, I can't risk this anymore because that's what I thought it was. Still shows
it's
up.
Still
blue.
It might be from jeans.
Like, well, that's what I thought too. You have really dark jeans that
jeans will like stain your shoes.
But I wash them separately.
Oh, it may be your jeans. But no, salvaged denim like jeans.
Yeah,
you gotta wash it by itself first.
I've gone to people's like. Parties and stuff. I've sat on counters with like salvaged denim blue jeans and I've gotten up and just blue. I've rubbed my hands on them and it's just blue. Dude, it's the most.
You're talking about like new one? Like new jeans?
Oh, raw salvaged denim.
Salvaged
denim is.
Oh, yeah. It suggests the detergent compartment is being overfilled.
Mm. Oh.
Do you know you only need like this that much detergent?
Oh,
I know.
They will be like, can we get an extra clean?
Because I love the smell. I love
to me, it's
smell.
Just not enough. Like, no, it needs that more. Much soap to clean these clothes.
I know what it takes to wash my hands. You know what I mean? I'll do.
You know you need a drop, literally a dot, yeah. And it gets your whole hand. But
and no, I stuff that thing to the brim too. I'm not supposed to do that either. Oh, yeah. Like 50 pieces of clothing.
I just laundry's fucking annoying, and I wish nobody had ever had to do their laundry. I wish laundry. Like everybody could
complimentary
just have,
in life.
Like it was just everyone had their own magic wand and it was done.
It's funny though that like when you get a stain, the only way to fix that shirt, you can't remove the stain. The only thing you could do is give it more stains so it becomes
like tie-dye. Yeah.
You know what I mean? You natural have to like really ruin it. Then it's like, wow, that's a cool used shirt. Like a paint splatter. Like
yeah.
Working on something around the house, you get paint splatter.
Cool.
One drop, shirt's ruined.
Yeah.
50 drops. It's like, it's wow.
Do you guys ever judge, like sometimes someone who has a stain on their shirt? I really
no,
don't care.
No. I don't think anything
but,
of
but
it.
That you moment Jason, where you're putting
I
it
love
off,
Jason
like,
and he has stains on his clothes all the time.
Yeah.
So I would never.
But that moment you put it on, you're like, fuck, people are just going to be focusing
I
on
stare
that
at
all
it.
Night.
I do.
I feel dirty when there's a like.
The one that I'm like, God, like get rid of it. When people like. Pit stain t-shirts.
Oh,
I'm like, throw awesome. It away.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's when
throw it's away.
My dad will keep his undershirts for 15 years
yellow.
And he'll put it on. I'm like,
yellow.
Mama, just go buy more. It's $5.
Amazon. They'll be here so by cheap. The end of the day.
They come in a pack.
It's gross. And he's like, I'm only wearing it in the house. I'm like, it doesn't, Matt. You don't look at that and feel grossed out that you got
like, to me,
yellow.
Like a sauce stain is an accident. Pit stains is like,
yeah.
You know what I mean? Like you're not.
Oh man.
That's a, no, it's like, it's a, per, it's an issue. It's an issue. Do you guys ever feel like when you wear clothes once, right? Do you feel like you have to throw it in the wash
yes.
or you put it right back up?
I have a
like
terrible habit. Yeah. Terrible habit. I think it has to get washed.
Even, me too.
There's sometimes I will admit this is so bad for our water bill, but if I try something on, I'm like, oh, it's not it.
She'll throw it into the hamper.
No.
There's honestly nothing. Nothing feels better than fresh, clean clothes. I am obsessed with laundry.
And it's not because we feel like it's dirty, but you've already stretched it out.
Right.
You've put it on and it's like,
I'll do it just because I'm too lazy to refold it or hang it back up. I'll put it on and be like.
I feel, ugh.
I think like if it is a true like cotton t-shirt and you've worn it out, that should go in a wash. Right. If you have it a nice sweater, like a nice textured sweater.
You don't have to.
Sweaters, sweatshirts, jeans.
Unless you got down and dirty in those jeans, or if you wore them like for 2 days or 3 days in a row, then
I'll,
wash
I'll
them.
Do like three wears for a pair of jeans.
Yeah. That's normal. But sweatshirts, you don't wash those.
Oh, my jeans get, I feel like dirty.
I know.
After wearing it once.
I think also for girls, it might be different because we like them fitted perfectly. And once
mine
they're
get
worn
better
once,
the more
stretch.
You wear them.
Yeah, it's
like,
different.
Yeah. Third wear, I'm like, these are broken in. Yeah. I don't want to shrink them in the wash.
Like hats.
I love shrinking my clothes.
Yeah, we never
wash. My best hats are my dirtiest ones.
Never wash hats.
Oh, yeah, never wash a hat. Wear a hat until it's like, I need to say goodbye to that hat.
Oh, no, I don't say goodbye.
Sometimes I feel like I never have enough hats. I'm like I don't know. I want them all.
A mannequin head to pre-stretch his hats out.
But it works,
that's
right?
Why you
fucking, yes. I need to pre-stretch my hats because my new hats, they look so weird on my head.
Explain. No, but, like,
okay, so this is like, it's still getting there. I still think this is a weird fit. But that first few weeks, I have to wear it, right? But instead of having to wear this hat that I really don't want to wear for like the first few weeks, I have a mannequin head now where I put it to the lowest setting where it's tight, as tight as possible, and I'll fit it on the hat and it's stretching it out for me so I don't have to wear it.
There's an adjustable clasp in the back of the hat.
No, you have to like stretch out. It needs to get looser because it's too fresh. It's too new. It's like a pair of jeans.
That hat looks, is it the way it feels or the way it looks?
The way it looks and feels.
Your hat looks fine.
Okay. I think
it's like shoes, like breaking your shoes.
Yeah, breaking in your shoes, breaking your hats.
What I just love is that we have these like wig heads in Zane's room now.
So when you get a new hat, they come where they fold the back inside the front of the hat.
Yes.
And then when you unfold it, you've got those two lines that run down the side that always like stick out. Oh, they're like
the
wider.
Creases.
That I can't stand. So I'll refold them the other way to try to like get rid of it.
Oh, I do that to rugs.
Does mine have
but
that?
But Matt wears dad hats.
Wait, toss it here.
Oh, that matches your shirt, actually.
When you first get it, they come like this, right?
Yes.
And they're folded into it. And then when you open it up, you get this fold right there.
So
yeah.
And that's what I have. You see this?
And that's a fucking hat, man. Like, who? Wait, and so when you put it on, you're like, God.
I just refold it the other way to try to get rid of that crease.
I do that
to area rugs, like a square one. The corners that fold
you gotta re-roll
it. Some of us have our icks.
It's like breaking in a baseball glove.
Exactly.
You put it under your bed.
Like, Matt, would you wear black? You don't like wearing black, do you?
No, I don't.
You see? Why? I think black looks great on people.
That's a taste on, like, personal style.
They're exactly. See, my personal style on my hats is that I don't like the creases.
Okay.
It's too big. My head shape is, like, very weird. Like, it's just, it's like an alien, you know? So I have to work on my alien head.
You should get a mold of your head instead of
there you go.
No, you're yeah, those
probably,
heads,
probably make
to
that
get
actually.
As accurate as possible.
Those heads you did bought kind of look like your head.
They do. Like little
no, you
small,
have a very like, yeah, very like Egyptian head.
It's that.
It's like, it's something like, yeah, you're
it's hard to explain. It's hard, but that's
like,
exactly
what it is. It's like
this color. Yeah.
Stupid.
It's so, because when people like, there's people tag me all the time, like different videos and pictures, like, oh my God, you look just like each other. And you look at what makes me look like that person, it's the shape of their head.
Yeah.
It's this like specific shape.
I always get the people have. I get tagged in are either men or or people with larger noses. And I'm like, all right.
I don't know. Mine are like just weird white guys that are just like hanging in there.
No.
Like, they're always doing something like silly. And they're like, this blonde guy with blonde eyebrows. Like, I don't know.
Matt, this you?
People say it's you because they have like, you're a similar personality. Mine is strictly based on looks, and you should see what I get compared to. It's people that are literally bald to the top of their head, and it's just like this ugly white face.
The
weird guy from Men in Black,
Steve Buscemi.
No, not Steve Buscemi.
He's an agent, or no, he's an alien.
He like they go into his place.
Jimmy Fallon.
No. Original Men in Black.
Sugar, water. That guy?
Not him.
Oh, damn. damn it.
Shit, I gotta find this guy because you're gonna look at it and I know you're gonna be like, oh my God, you do look like him, and it's gonna piss me off.
John Leguizamo?
Who is that?
Is John Leguizamo in Men in Black?
Dude, Men in Black, ugly guy.
Oh,
David Cross.
Yeah, David Cross.
Look, go to David Cross images.
Yes.
Fuck yes. You. Why is everybody laughing?
It's your eyes, it's your nose, it's your...
Oh my God.
It looks like it'd be your uncle, yeah.
Oh, did we talk about this last time? The Murdoch murders?
Oh my God. Okay, yes. So I saw that pop up on Netflix, and I was wondering if we talked about this months and months and months ago.
You never did.
There's going to be...
We definitely
went into a little bit, but not enough. We talked about
this whole case, and you were like, they're going to be coming out with it. Just like, stay tuned because I know they're going to be making something about it.
Yeah.
And I remember being super excited because I wanted it.
Yes.
And then I saw that title and I was like, that sounds like what Matt was talking about.
Yes.
So that is it.
Did you watch it?
Oh, no.
Hey, you know, oh my God.
This is so up your alley.
Heath, it's insane. I felt like I was watching a movie. I was like, there's no way this is real. There's no way this fucking happened. But it happened, and you get the whole documentary is out.
But it's so so up your alley.
One documentary or like
multiple? No, three episodes. Okay. The Netflix one, there's the Netflix one, the HBO one. I like the Netflix one because they get a bit more interviews from the girls who were involved in the boating accident. And one of the girls who was the boyfriend.
Don't say too much. I mean, do you even know?
We're going to watch it. We're planning on watching it.
We talked about the whole like,
Heath, you'll be hooked from the start. It's because it deals with boating down in the back country of North Carolina. And just like, Patricia's brothers, like he was like, oh, I want to watch that. They were hooked from the moment I showed them the documentary. You should.
It's just such an interesting family.
Does it have a good conclusion?
Well, right now they are all on trial.
Yeah, I mean, dude, I'm keeping up with it. Like the past few days, they're giving us updates on the trial and what's going on.
Because all I want to know is.
Don't.
Well. You don't even know the main stuff?
I did it until I watched it.
Well, maybe we should talk about it. I don't know. I would like to just know. I have some questions.
Well, if it's still going on, we can watch it and then say our thoughts.
Yeah. So everybody listening right now, watch it.
Stop what you're doing.
And then,
we should give them homework every week.
Oh, yeah.
To do an ad. And you're only allowed to comment if you did your homework.
And the thing is, we wouldn't even be able to grade it because we don't even know what the fuck we're talking about.
Peer grading.
We do it. We live stream a Kahoot session. I pinched my finger in my car door and it like popped a blood vessel inside. It never really like hurt. I've just had this black dot in my finger for just days.
Look, it's like a little burn, a little beauty mark.
It looks like you got a lead pencil.
Wow, that's really dark.
Right, and it just has been staying there. It doesn't even move. I guess I got to wait for my body to let it go, but just a black mark.
It kind of looks... What's the worst pain you've ever felt?
Oh, ooh, I know. When I had my tooth removed, it was a dead tooth. I had to get it removed. And Mike Sheffer was going, I'll go get your pain medications. Don't worry about it. And I had to sit at his house for 4 hours without pain medication after my own tooth had been removed. And I just had to sit there in the most excruciating pain of my life.
What's pain that like you've experienced that because you like fucked up or you hurt yourself?
Like accidental pain.
Accidental pain.
Well, one time I had like a really bad, like I was really congested and I was landing on a plane and the air pressure deep in my ear when I was congested was some of the most intense pain ever. It felt like someone had an ice pick and was just sticking it in my brain.
Oof.
I remember just coming.
I remember coming.
Matt, please. Hold on, Jordan's in the room. Club.
I think that was some of the worst pain.
Okay. Good answer.
My worst one, and it's gonna be so gross when you realize like what it is. So you know those like sewers on the road, especially in Florida, they had a lot of them. Like those
the manhole big,
manhole cover.
Big metal, like what are those fucking things made out of? Metal, right?
Yeah.
And is there rusty as shit because you're just sitting there for years. I was picking it up one day. It was super fucking heavy. I tried to open it and then I couldn't anymore. And then I let it go and my nail got caught under.
Oh my
God. It was really high. It was probably this high, right? And it was heavy. It closed right on my thumb. So all that rust went right into my thumb and just smashed it. Nail completely smashed.
Oh,
that was the worst pain. And that's probably why I have ugly thumbs now. Yeah, it was that one. That one was really bad.
Mine is similar.
Similar with the sewer?
Yeah, it was when I was working on my Mustang with my dad.
Mm-hmm.
We're like sanding it in the garage, we're working on it, whatever. And we have the trunk open and we were replacing something in the back and the spring holding the trunk up wasn't connected.
Oh.
So it was loose, but you could set it upright and like it'll kind of like stay there. And I remember sitting there and I had put my hand right over the edge, like my pinky, right on the edge of the car. And something happened and I turned and then the trunk lid completely fell and just smashed my whole finger and it latched, like it closed.
Oh.
So it wasn't like I could like pull it. It was stuck. And I remember screaming at the top of my lungs looking at it because it was like pinched. It like closed on it. And I remember standing there and it hurt so bad and I was in such shock that I got like instantly got lightheaded.
Oh, I know.
And
it's making me nauseous thinking about it.
I remember standing there and like I got dizzy and then I started like falling and like I fell into the car and I remember just like kind of like getting ready to pass out waiting for it to be opened up.
Ugh.
And that was like one of the worst things I've ever felt in my life.
Dude, and awful. A smashed finger, nothing worse than that. And then after it, the blood that's trapped in your nail trying to reach the top.
You have to drill it.
Or you got to go get like a burnt or cauterized for a hole to relieve the pressure. Fuck me, that hurts.
That's wild.
What about you, Mariah? A period?
Oh, you don't feel good.
Yeah.
It's
no, all respect though to female anatomy. Periods are painful. I get it.
We should make merch that says all respect.
All respect.
There's so many things that happened in my life that should have been painful, but they weren't. Like now I'm thinking about it. Like my mom slammed my whole hand on the car door and it also like shut shut. But I remember I was on my way to like a birthday party. So all my friends were in the car. So I guess I like played it cool and just didn't think about the pain. So I don't remember it hurting. She just slammed it and like that was it. I've like ridden a four wheeler and like flipped into a ravine and like the four wheeler fell on top of me. And I was only like 9 years old, but like, I don't remember it being painful. I just remember it being scared and cause nothing happened. Like, I feel like I can remember times where my hip hit a corner of a counter and that was the most excruciating pain. Like toe stubs, hip hits.
Oh, I don't know why.
It's more painful than those other times.
This hasn't happened in like probably 20 something years, but it used to happen all the time as a kid. And it would be like a biggest fear of wondering when the next one's gonna happen. Hitting your shin on something.
God damn.
A razor scooter.
A scooter. It'd be swiveling around just like
cracking
the shin.
Or you know those balance beams that used to be on playgrounds?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
They would be like this high to the ground and they would just kind of like S.
Yeah.
Yeah, what the fuck was that shit?
And you would just balance like a foot high?
Yeah, just I think they're just balance beams for you.
I could hear it.
I would crack my shin on that and you would have that
boom.
The worst pain in the world.
Oh my god, they had you know what else?
Playgrounds are pretty stupid.
Yeah,
they've gotten better, but sometimes they're ugly. Now it like looks like it's like out of fucking
what else
roly
is so
poly.
Dangerous on playgrounds is that shit that like where you go like
the teeter totter.
It's the teeter totter, but it's on the string, the rocket one. Those are so fucking dangerous. Snappy, they should not have those because the moment you go too far, the shit will fucking hit you and it'll knock a tooth out.
Did everybody have a wooden like castle playground growing up?
Oh my god.
There was one. It was like 30 minutes away, but it was the one. When my mom said we were going to this one, I was like, yes, because it was so different.
They've gotten rid of like ton all of them. A lot of them are demolished.
Wait,
one nearby
everybody
house.
Had
did
one.
You call it the one? Or is it called the one?
No, I just nothing.
Okay, we would call those big castle like ones in like those playgrounds the one.
I think we would call it the pirate ship one because there was a wooden pirate ship like on the ground.
Yeah,
just type kids, in wooden playground.
Kids corral.
Dude,
and there were so many nooks and crannies there.
It was like a full town.
Hide and go
see. But you know why they got rid of a lot of them? Because they weren't wheelchair accessible. So kids would be like.
And you would literally get splinters.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, like those.
Oh my God.
Yeah, those were fucking awesome.
That's a balance beam shit.
It's funny that every town had one. Wow.
And I was with Patricia and we were driving and I was like, oh my gosh, you got to see Kids Corral. It's the most amazing thing. Gone.
Yours got demolished.
I just watched how to properly use the one part on a playground. Came up on my feed the other day.
One
Which part?
You know, it's got the pole, and then it's got the spiral around the pole.
Oh, I saw this.
Oh, yeah.
I always would just climb it like a ladder. I didn't know you sit in it with one leg and it.
That's like a stripper pole.
It literally stripper pulls you down.
They were teaching kids when they were young. I want to go.
I had no idea. That's how it was used.
Oh, they had wooden monkey bars, the splinters. Come on.
I love a good slide. I love a good.
You remember when they changed it to all like ground up tires? From wood chips.
Oh, plastic yeah. that you could inhale if you like, fell down on it.
And you could run barefoot on it. Mm.
No, you know what's the worst? Going to like a gymnastics place, you know the foam pits?
Yes.
And they've got like the 30-year-old foam cubes in there that are like ripped apart, falling apart, and you jump into it and you get that burst of just styrofoam dust into your eyes.
Oh my God, I didn't even think about that.
The foam pit is the worst. I hated those.
I'm surprised they don't change that.
But I love a foam pit though. I'd be like, did you guys have like an open gym, like at a gymnastics place you would go like on Friday nights?
Yeah.
And we would just go and do flips all night?
Yeah.
Oh yeah, we never had that. We didn't have
ASI,
like that.
ASI gymnastics, man.
Oh, like the trampoline on the floor?
Like Friday night, all the kids could go to the gymnastics place and you could just go run around, jump on trampolines, wait your turn, run down the
Just getting your energy out.
Yeah.
Mm. I can't believe we freely would run around playgrounds. Our hair would stick straight up and we wouldn't think anything about like shocking. Now as an adult, as soon as my arm hair stands up, I'm like, nobody touch me. Nobody go near me. I want nothing to do with being shocked.
I've been getting shocked a lot recently.
Static?
Yeah.
Us.
What the fuck?
I have been.
When it starts getting cold, we get shocked every 5 seconds. So I was looking up to see if it was the cold weather.
We got rid of our couch because we kept getting shocked every day. I was like, fuck this couch. Get it out of here.
Static. Static related to the weather outside?
No, I thought it was.
I don't think static.
Electrifying.
There's nothing better than that sheet metal slide.
Ooh, I know.
Ooh, nothing like the bottom of your fucking leg getting cut.
You know, did you ever go down a slide and there was the water had collected right at the bottom? Yeah. You'd be like, wee.
Ruined
park
your day.
Done. You gotta go home. Yeah. You somehow get in trouble for that. You're like, why am I being punished for getting my ass wet?
Static shock is more likely to happen in colder, drier climates because this type of air lacks the moisture needed for static electricity to find balance. Bubba.
Wow. And Mariah, I had doubts. I did not believe you on that.
Replay that clip. That's so funny.
Man. And those.
How hot
they. I remember this kid, Chris. Blister. Edmund Hong, man.
Not the thermometer.
142 degrees on that thing.
That is a hazard.
But you're going so fast, you can't even tell.
You know the slides that go at the same, like it's two slides, but they go like this.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
Why did they ever make those? Because I'd get so hurt on those slides the minute you turn.
Isn't it sad there was one day that we like just stopped playing on playgrounds?
There was your last day.
If we go to your playgrounds, people are going to be like, what is this? Like, you look like a creep if you're on a playground now.
You know, playground sets are expensive to like build one out.
Oh, yeah. It's crazy. Some of my friends like playground sets in their backyards from like 1995 are still up in like the backyards.
They survive hurricanes. Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Playground will be there longer than a house.
Yeah.
I know, but some were luxurious.
Yeah.
They are more sturdy than houses, honestly. The houses out here,
I'm going to be real, though. There was nothing better than the swing that you put your legs into.
Oh, yeah.
The big rubber diaper.
Mm-hmm. Wait, that was for handicapped kids.
No, those are for kids.
The wheelchair kid. Wait, which one?
You put your legs into
like
it.
The underwear. Like yes.
The diaper swings. I love.
Or did you ever take the regular swing and you put it like saddle up? You'd be like. Or did you ever?
You go towards each other.
Or you'd be Mission Impossible. Yes. You put it on your stomach and you spin it around, and then you'd be like,
your sibling. Your sibling would spin it until you'd let go. You'd crank it.
You hear the chains like crunching as you go higher and higher.
Gosh.
And then that was the best.
And we thought they were safe.
What the hell was the point of that one? The
one with the triangles?
It was.
Oh, you sit back to back like a seesaw.
You'd be banging.
I know.
God, and you always would like get so high up on a swing, and you wanted to make it like.
All the
you
way
always
around.
Thought you. Could
there was
go
an around. Urban oh, legend. Lie. There was a kid here 2 weeks ago who did it. You'd be like, really?
Yeah.
Oh man.
No, he went all the way around. Oh, my brother went all the way around.
She's still keeping it going.
He told me.
No, my brother did it though.
God, this makes me want to go back to like all the playgrounds as a kid, but now they've all changed. They've
taken it down. Yeah, they've replaced all the ones.
In a jungle gym, you get on that and you would like, there would be like the queen bee in the middle.
Yeah.
Hanging upside down, just being like, welcome. You would like give fortunes away like in the middle of a jungle gym. People, do you remember in the recess, the show? Remember the movie, TV show?
Yeah, the cartoon one.
Remember, like they had that big tire fort,
uh-huh.
And like all the Ashleys like lived there, the king of the playground. I wanted to go to that.
You know what?
So
I want to watch that again. I really love that show.
Fucking cool.
There was some. I'm not gonna lie. There was some daredevils on the playground when I was a kid.
Me and my siblings were them.
Kids doing like flipping off of shit.
We sound like Theo Vaughn. Yeah, there was a kid like Mark Gutierrez. He would just pick up a bumblebee. And I remember that Mark Gutierrez had a bumblebee in his hand. And I was like, holy shit.
Would you be the one that climb outside of the tube slide? You'd be like that daredevil?
Yeah, we'd be on top of things. We wouldn't be like inside of things. We'd be, because my uncle would be like climb to the top of the
roof. Be up on the roof.
Yeah.
Over the playground. Yeah.
Or don't go under the monkey bars like how you're supposed to. Go on top, but don't use your hands.
Could you do backflips when you were in elementary school? Damn, I bet you were the coolest
elementary
girl.
Elementary school? I was like 10 maybe.
Man, but there were like three girls, like Janae Ford, Katie Stone. They would do back handsprings.
Like the cheerleaders.
And we would just watch that shit.
We would be spotting each other.
Yeah.
Because it was allowed, but now you can't do anything.
You guys would whisper to each other, isn't it crazy that we're the coolest girls here? The three girls that could do the backflips.
It's so funny. The bumblebee.
Yeah, the bumblebee. Mark Gutierrez. And we were just like, holy shit. Edmund Hong also one time on the silver. the metal slide. He put his head on it on like a hot day and it was just like and we were like and he was like I never forgot it. I got my finger stuck in one of these. I feel like
we talked about that the ones with the holes.
Yes.
Oh,
I got my finger stuck.
What's the point of the holes? No slipping.
Water doesn't collect. Oh, that makes probably
sense. Duh. Well,
I remember one day I was in elementary school or it was a preschool. I remember going in the little tube, you know, the tube that's in the playground, not the slide, but it like separates the two. I remember there's this boy and this girl just making out in the tube, right?
What? When we were in school. How old were you?
It was the hottest gossip.
Oh man.
And it was a religious school. It was like our religious Arabic school that we'd go to. It was not the like regular
school.
That
tube is transparent.
Oh, that's
cool.
It was. I'm the king of this house. I'm the owner of this
house. Right there. Oh my.
Matt, what's the password?
Yeah.
Those two got in such deep fucking trouble. They were fucked. I've never seen two kids so fucked. And the whole school knew it. Like they had red cards on their fucking thing the whole year. They definitely made a what out of the something.
Do you know all the McDonald's ones? Like that big one on the Ergodown? Like a McDonald's playset.
Yeah.
Do you think somebody like now, like McDonald's doesn't have those at all anymore just because they became unsanitary? Like you can hardly find a McDonald's now that has one. Do you think anyone like bought one of those and has a McDonald's one in their backyard?
I wonder shit like that.
Do you
that.
Remember at the top of the McDonald's one, there was like a massive like fucking room. It was like, it was like an inferno.
Yeah. Like, and it was like the floor was like nice and
it
soft.
It was like padded, but like none of the adults would come up and kids would just be like, you'd be meeting up.
Well, it was made out of like seatbelts.
Yeah.
Or something.
It was a massive.
Oh, you're talking about the like the, where you go up and down?
Yeah, where you could just, it was like a whole loft. Made of seatbelts.
It was just this massive centerpiece. It was like the station base.
I know
what
you're talking about. I know you're the dude.
We would just.
That's crazy.
It would be so cool if someone like had one of these in their backyard.
There's got to be somebody that has a piece, right?
Shit. It was like, damn, man, these stuff. Man, we used to think this shit was like.
You know why they got rid of that shit too? Dude, you go in these rooms, all you smell is ketchup and mustard because all the fucking hands.
Ew, stop.
Jordan, go back to that one.
And they'd be the weird. Weird small towns too that have the biggest ones. That have the biggest ones.
You'd be like, oh, okay.
If you were franchising one, would you build one of these?
I mean, back then, absolutely, I'd make it the best Jordan. one in the country.
Yeah,
100%.
I don't understand why they don't just like make them different now. Like, why do they take away the whole playscape? There are playgrounds. Why not just build in some Febreze? have somebody working there that their only job is to keep it clean.
Just wipe it down.
I don't understand.
I don't think they're really making any money off it.
Can I say something though? McParent culture. Parent culture with fast food has changed a lot since it did in the 90s.
True.
Our parents were used to fast food, and so we went to fast food, and it was a big thing for kids.
Oh, you would sit down.
Now, parents don't like taking their kids like a fast food restaurant. They'll like to drive through and get the happy meal.
True, yeah.
But as a day of indulgence, like, hey, let's all girlfriends go to McDonald's and hang out. If you did that now, a bunch of moms would be like, we're not going to McDonald's. But we were doing that all the time. The moms would be like,
they would dress their son in the
bathroom. They would have a booth and they'd just be in the corner all day. They'd be sitting up on the bucket.
That's so true.
But imagine if you like if Patricia told me that her and a bunch of girls were at McDonald's, I'd be like, what?
We're going to take the kids to McDonald's
for
a few hours.
We don't sit and eat at fast food. You do the drive-thru.
Yeah.
That's really funny. What is that hamburger one?
You know the McDonald's museum is like in San Bernardino.
It's in
there's
a museum in Downey.
Oldest one?
There's the oldest one, but then there's like this fan made
I didn't know that. Where is McDonald's. The Krusty Krab?
I gotta go.
Bikini Bottom.
Thank you, Matt. they made a Krusty Krab in like random state.
I'm gonna guess Texas.
I'm gonna guess like Kansas or something.
I'm gonna guess Chicago
or Montana.
The actual Krusty Krab restaurant.
They built one.
Yeah,
that's so. I mean, that should have been done.
But like 20 years late.
Right.
I don't like. They wait so long to come up with.
Where
like,
is it?
Look at that.
That's an old car wash. You already know that.
Yeah. That's pretty funny.
Matt, I do that all the time. I can't just let buildings be buildings. I'm like, you were a bank.
Yep. Old Petco, old Pizza Hut.
You can tell a Denny's building.
What I never understand is like, why don't people take advantage? For instance, Breaking Bad, El Pollo Tropical. Oh, what's that?
El Pollo Loco.
El Pollo Loco.
Los Pollos Locos.
Why the hell?
Los Pollos Hermanos.
El Pollos Hermanos.
I said that was so much confidence.
I took Pollo Tropical and I took the other fast food place and I just.
Why don't they do pop-ups more?
Yeah, like what? Why didn't they make one when that show was so fucking? Dude,
they did.
It was late.
It was, but it was way, way after the fucking show ended.
Where the hell is the Charlie and the Chocolate Factory?
Why haven't they made it?
What is taking so long? How is it not at like an amusement park and you
I
walk
know,
through?
And I know there's rights you have to buy or something, but just like, it'll be so worth it. Just do it and do it fast. When something's really hot, just get it done and you will get your money back.
Charlie and the Chocolate Factory, are you kidding me?
Have you heard about the Chocolate Emporium that's now at the Universal like City Walk?
Oh, I saw they started building it, but I don't know what it is.
Dude, it is. It was under construction massive. Last time we were there. It's where the old Hard Rock Cafe is.
It's a chocolate emporium.
Dude, it's called, look up chocolate.
I've been to it. It's in the Orlando City Walk.
Ghirardelli chocolate type place?
It ain't that. It doesn't look that fancy. It looks like a steampunk like place. Like it looks like multiple stories of this shit. Like, look at that. Like, that's what it looks like.
Yeah,
that's the chocolate factory.
Yeah,
that is
chocolate. Like, that's a chocolate
that's
factory.
That's so big for chocolate. Like,
what's inside? Is it just a restaurant?
But
oh my god!
And they serve you like this.
Oh,
like,
what? No.
Oh, I want to go.
Oh.
But nothing.
And that's here. That's a.
It's just open.
Tokyo would never.
Never.
Tokyo would never.
They would double it.
There's already some weird cafes though in Tokyo.
Oh my god!
I cannot wait to try the fluffy pancakes.
Oh, I know.
They are.
Dude, I even heard the ones at 7-Eleven are like amazing too.
Really?
Yeah, you can like buy them like late at night. You can like they come with like jelly, and you just like fold it in half and eat it. It's amazing.
Wow, we should go here after this.
We went to Lazy Dog the other night during like the crazy rainstorm and getting onto the highway, you know, you go like under an overpass. We were going through and we're looking at the water up ahead. I'm like, that's really high. So we're slowly creeping through it. The water is above the tires, halfway up the door, and the water is coming over the whole front of the Jeep. And I'm like, go. Like, I'm like, we're about to get stuck right now. Like, completely.
Oh, where were you?
I had it handled.
Up in Santa Clarita. Dude, it was insane. Like, I'm not joking.
Yeah, it was flooded.
Sitting here looking at the water like this, and it's coming up over.
There was a flash flood warning, and y'all drove out to Santa Clarita to eat at Lazy Dog.
And it was worth y'all, it, baby.
Candy bacon.
It was wild how high the waters got here those past few days.
That was the worst I've ever seen.
Yeah.
Stranded standing on top of his car.
No way.
Completely underwater.
Oh, Todd and I were worried about sinkholes happening.
Oh,
dude.
How wet the roads were.
I think we live near sinkholes.
We don't?
We do.
Oh.
I think all of Sherman Oaks is on one big sinkhole. That water all rains down at the bottom of the hill right there, dude. It just all goom. You know how they're always working on like the roads, but they always block it off three blocks back.
Yeah.
Like, what's going on down there? It's sinkholes, man.
Really?
My theory.
Wow. Imagine waking up and you're like, oh, you're.
Yeah, right. Mm-mm. Have you ever seen the video of those two women and they're driving around like in a storage unit place and they think they see like a bunch of water, but they like go,
oh,
like, oh, what's that? Like, what happened? I don't know. We can watch it during the wine down.
All right, let's close it out.
During the YMCA.
All right, guys. Thank you so much for watching. Make sure to check out Kumota Coffee, Kumota.com. We got a bunch of different flavors. We got espresso, whole bean. We just released our blueberry pancake and now our oatmeal chocolate chip. So make sure to check those out. They are bussin'.
You can always check out this podcast. We post every Monday audio form on Spotify, Google Podcasts, Apple Podcasts, all those other platforms. And on Tuesdays, we post on YouTube, youtube.com/Zane and Heath, where we post on Tuesdays at youtube.com/Zane and Heath on Tuesdays.
On Tuesdays.
Also, make sure to check out our Patreon, patreon.com/Zane and Heath. You're going to get early access to all of our episodes a few days early. You're going to get them all ad-free. Mm-hmm. We also post a bonus episode every single month. It's either a high or a drunk episode with a guest. And then as soon as you sign up, you're going to get access to all of our videos that we've posted on there. We also keep these cameras rolling for an extra like 20, 30 minutes, and we call it our unwind. So you get an extended version of the podcast that you can check out, and we post those for every episode as well. So again, patreon.com/Zane and Heath.
Thank you so much.
We are about to jump into right now. So everybody, we'll see you guys soon.
Reclining. Oh, wow.
Gracias, everybody. See you next time. Peace.